numbers on the line. If you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We'll get those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Before we talk about the big game that you have on Saturday, talk about how your team has come through camp, and do you feel like your guys are ready to go?
Well, I think it for all of us, it was a little bit of an adjustment this year with no two-a-days and a little bit longer camp. But I think we made it through just fine and really had a real positive practice yesterday afternoon. So I think that they're excited for game week to finally be here. But, you know, they're ready to get started playing.
Obviously, you guys entered the season not only as the reigning national champs, but ranked number one in all the preseason polls. How have you addressed that with your team?
Well, that means absolutely nothing. So the only thing I've told them is that we ain't worried about any preseason polls because they're meaningless. You know, last year nobody picked us to do hardly anything, and you saw how that turned out. So it's obvious that those polls have no weight at all. So we're worried about the postseason polls. The big thing is this team has done nothing this year. We have not played a game, have not won a game. So, and this is not last year's team, and preseason rankings really – you know, based on last year's performance. So it'll be exciting to get out there and see what we're going to be and kind of prove ourselves to be whatever we're going to be in 2017.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike, how does preparing, I guess, for a season opening opponent differ from what you typically do throughout the rest of the year? I guess, like with ECU, how much stock do you put into what they did last year and the 12 games they had last year, and then how do you anticipate, you know, anything new they might try to do?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is there's going to be that level of unknown, you know, for both of us. Certainly they return a lot of talent, a lot of explosive players on offense, and so you kind of know who some of the guys should be. But, you know, you just never know what kind of adjustments and schemes they may have made since last year. You kind of know based on the coordinators and their background, you know, what they want to do. But, you know, you always have to be ready for new wrinkles and just things that you have not seen in game one.
At what point into the game, first game for you in the past, at what point in the game do you kind of typically get with your coaches and try to adjust if there are some, you know, new wrinkles or, you know, things of that nature that you have to, you know, kind of adapt to as the game gets going?
Well, you better be ready to adjust on the first drive. You know, I've seen teams that come out in the opening ball game and really have a completely different look offensively or defensively than what you anticipated or what you expected based on the scouting reports from the previous season. So it's just, you know, a lot of it offensively is predicated by who your quarterback is. So, you know, with the quarterback being one that's been there in the program, you kind of know what he can and can't do. And then defensively, you know, you didn't have a huge turnover on the defensive staff, so you should be able to go off of the scouting report from last year. But you just never know. So you've got to be ready on the first series to make adjustments based on new wrinkles and new things that you may see.
Got it. Thank you.
Sure.
And your next question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stats.
Hey, Coach, what does it mean for your players and your coaches to play FBS competition? And what does it say about your program that it's, you know, considered a favorite in this game?
Well, I don't know how in the world we'd be favored in this ball game. I mean, you're playing a team that has 85 scholarships. We have 63. You know, they have a budget that dwarfs ours. You know, the resources that they have, there's no comparison. So, you know, I don't understand exactly how somebody would say we're favored. You know, you're playing an FBS opponent, and I don't know that you should ever, you know, see an FCS opponent be favored against an FBS opponent. But anyway, our kids are excited. They're excited because it's the first game of the season. I do think it'll be a pretty electric atmosphere. You know, ECU always has a great game day environment, and, you know, our kids really play well in those kind of atmospheres. You know, it's what they're accustomed to at home. So I think they'll be, you know, pretty fired up and ready to go out there and compete on Saturday.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach, hope you're doing well.
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Ready for game number one. When you come into camp, now you're coming in season two, whether with season two, season one, whatever the case may be, where do you start as far as the basics and the fundamentals of what you're teaching from the early practices before you really put on the pads? Do you start at a basic level, or did you start differently this year from where you did last year?
Well, I think that you're always, you know, really honing in on the fundamentals early in camp, especially. I think the difference in this year versus last year is our installation of our schemes could go at a much quicker pace than they did a year ago. You know, our players, we basically have the same staff that we had a year ago, and so our players are playing the same basic fundamentals, and we're running, you know, a lot of the same schemes. You know, certainly, you know, just like we're expecting from East Carolina, we have new wrinkles on both sides of the ball and new things that we're going to be doing, but you still have the same people, and so it just makes for a much more seamless start to camp, and maybe an ability to go a little bit faster with install at the beginning of camp.
And with all the success that Brian Shore had last year, what were your goals for him this year as far as getting him to that next level, and is he taking those steps that you'd like to see him take?
Well, the biggest thing was to get him to game week healthy, so we've accomplished that. And nobody was allowed to even come within 5 feet of him the entire preseason camp. But, you know, the one thing about Brian is, you know, you don't worry about him with his durability because he has demonstrated that he is an extremely tough player. And so I wanted to make sure that he was fresh and ready to go week one. We've been conscientious of the number of throws he's had. He did have more throws this camp than he had last camp because last camp he was splitting the first team reps with Connor Mitch, whereas this year he was, you know, the starter from the get-go. But, you know, his arm is very, very strong. I think that he's improved his fitness over last year, and obviously he has a great command of the offense. So I'm excited to see what all that translates into as we start week one.
Great, Coach. See you soon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Just want to ask you about a couple of guys down our way, Carden Johnson and Dimitri Holloway, both of whom are coming off injuries. How have they progressed this fall, and how are they looking going into the opener?
Well, both are practicing right now. Carden is full speed and really had some explosive plays here in the past couple of weeks. So excited to have him back out on the field. Dimitri is practicing fully and getting himself back in shape. I think that's the one question with him right now is maybe his conditioning level, but you know, with the time he's missed, but you know, he's itching and ready to go, and so we expect both of them to play on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Chris, we have time for one more question for Coach. Go ahead, Pasha.
I think our last question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I was talking to the other coach this morning. Talk about the complete game. What is a complete game for you for this Saturday against ECU?
A complete game would be to play well in all three phases. You know, offensively, we want to go out and be very balanced on offense and, you know, make explosive plays and take care of the football. Defensively, you know, we want to control the line of scrimmage. We want to play a very aggressive, physical style on that side of the ball, and we want to force some turnovers. And then in the kicking game, we want to be sound. We want to be able to take care of the ball in the kicking game and control field position, and we want to be able to make explosive plays when we have the chance in return game. So a complete game would be being able to do all that in all three phases.
And one last question I got you. Thomas Cook is the quarterback for East Carolina. He used to play for Duke. What does he bring to the game on Saturday watching film?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that he brings is, you know, he's a great athlete, and so he's a guy that you have to worry about his ability to run, in addition to his throwing ability. And I think he adds a wrinkle there to their offense that is different from you know, the other quarterback. So I think we've got to be prepared really for, you know, kind of two different deals there with those two kids.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot.
Mike, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and good luck down at East Carolina, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.